Hello?
Customer service is Kayla speaking. How may I help you?
Is this a serious grand day or something like that?
I'm a third party company, sir. I serve different companies, but I can get your zip code. I can further assist you.
Yeah, you guys took some. I was. You guys took some money out of my account for some kind of bowl or something like that. I want to know when are you guys going to ship it?
Yes, sir. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Wayne Parker.
Your address for security purposes, please.
It's 12-1206 Honey Locust Court, and there's Highland Mills, New York, 10930.
Yes, sir. I do have an account of your name. I'm going to go ahead and put you in a brief hold while my system pulls it up, and I can overlook your account.
Sure.
Sir, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, so I do see that you did a crew set. You enter into a sweepstakes in order to win this item. You're not going to actually win it, sir. You have to win the drawing in order to win it. That's all you did, sir. That was the $7.95 for shipping and handling that you paid for, and that's the only charge I'm seeing on your account, sir.
Yeah, I don't want to be in this thing anymore. Could you guys refund my money back to me, please?
Let me get a manager to see what I can do for you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So I did talk to my supervisor. Unfortunately, I am not able to touch that that charge because your it already had went through, and we're just not able to touch it. But I did go ahead and cancel your account for you, so you won't be charged furthermore with us. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
So I'm not getting my money back?
No, sir, you're not.
Because you got the thing was misleading. They didn't say it was no sweepstake. They told me to fill out the information, and that I would be able to get this bowl, the Crescent bowl. You know, that's the only reason why I paid for it. You know what I mean?
I do
now
understand that.
Now you're telling me it was a sweepstake?
But it was in the terms and conditions, sir. When you went ahead and put your card number in there, it did state that in the terms and conditions. There's nothing else I can do about that, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm going to report you guys to the Trade Commission, because this is misleading, and you guys took my money and told me I'm not going to win it. That's what you're trying to tell me now?
You're not going to receive the item unless you win. So I'm not saying that you're not going to win. You might win. You might win. Might get the item, sir. I'm not for sure about that. I don't have the drawing, sir. Would you like the cancellation number?
No, you can send it to me on my email.
We don't send emails out, sir. I'll tell you that over the phone.
I'm not in a position right now to take that number, so I don't know how I'm going to get it, you know?
Yes, sir, I do understand
that. Could
you
send me a text with it?
Sir, do not send out text nor emails. I have to tell you the cancellation number over the phone.
What is it?
It's 26, see it in Charlie? 263?
263?
179?
263, you said?
Yes, sir.
And 179.
118.
Oh, it's a long number. I can't remember it. You know what? It's all right, man. I got you guys' information. I'm going to report you to the Department of Trade. All right, thank you.